Our reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 31 to 44. And he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out, many crying, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went to a desolate place, and the people sought him and came to him, and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose." And he was preaching in the synagogue of Judea. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Jonathan Schultz, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Vernal, Utah.
And the people were amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." Our text from Luke 4, verse 36. One can certainly understand their amazement. Those first century Galileans lived in a world quite different from that which God had made. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. When God spoke his almighty word, things immediately came into existence. And with the passing of each evening and morning, God declared of his creation, "It is good." The goodness of God's creation, though, would not last for long. Adam and Eve disobeyed God and ate of the forbidden fruit. All of humanity was cursed because of their sin, and death entered the world. Death was never a part of God's good creation, but because of sin, we will all certainly die. And so the world into which Jesus was born was a world full of sin and iniquity, of pain and calamity. A world full of demon possession, of fevers and sickness. A world where death awaits us all. In such a world, hope seems to die with the last fleeting breath. That is, until the very Word of God came into the flesh. Into the midst of this sinful world, Jesus came walking and talking, healing and proclaiming the good news. At the sound of his voice, demons fled in anguish. As words flowed from his mouth, sicknesses abated. And with his word came authority. With his touch came healing. With his presence came the kingdom. So it is of no surprise that the people who heard and saw what Jesus had done were amazed at the power of the words he spoke. No ordinary person could speak with such authority that even the demons would obey him. But Jesus was no ordinary man. Jesus was the very Son of God, through whom all things were made. He was the very Word made flesh, promised so long ago, who came into the world to save people from their sins. Our world today is not all that different from that of Jesus' day. We still live in a world full of sin and iniquity, of pain and calamity, a world full of fevers, sickness, and death. However, for those who believe in Jesus, there is hope. For the living Word of God did not merely come into the world to drive out a few demons and heal a few people who were sick. Jesus came to bring about the kingdom of God and to restore creation to its original glory. As Jesus trod the path to Calvary, he took our sins and iniquities upon himself. He died for us upon the cross, paying the penalty for all of our sins, and was placed into the tomb. But perhaps most amazingly of all, the Word would not remain silent. On the third day, he rose from the dead, vanquishing sin, death, and the devil once and for all. He died and rose from the dead so that death would no longer have any power over you. That Word, that almighty Word, is at work among us today. God has called you by faith, by the power of his Word. He bids you to repent of your sins. He speaks his Word to you through the mouths of your pastors. Your sins are forgiven because Jesus died for you. And having been forgiven from all of your sins, we become children of the resurrection and heirs of God's kingdom, which will have no end. All this he has done for us through his all-powerful Word, through Jesus Christ. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jonathan Schultz from Our Savior Lutheran Church, Vernal, Utah, for today's meditation on God's Word.